Another mass shooting to tell you about this morning. The latest at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. 8 people were gunned down overnight. Police say the gunman killed himself. Joining us live with more on the latest massacre is CBS law enforcement analyst Paul Violas. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
So do we have any information or any idea on why these mass shootings have been happening so often as of late?
No, you know, there's so much speculation surrounding that. I mean, just looking at, we see what happened at the FedEx Center and reading between the lines of their public information professionals' statement as how guarded they were and what they were saying. Clearly, when you see something like this, it's either a form of workplace violence or a form of domestic violence coming into the workplace. But in the totality of your question, I think really the most prudent response there, Susie, is the fact that we know that when we were coming into the middle of COVID, that we were seeing an exponential rise in crime. And as we start to come out of it, we're seeing this escalating across the country. So I wish I could say I'm surprised by what I'm seeing, but I'm certainly not.
Paul, when it comes to a company like FedEx, do some of those facilities have like metal detectors where the employees have to pass through on their way in?
Hey, Chris, good morning. The answer is I don't know if FedEx does. I do know that other companies similar to FedEx do and have incorporated metal detectors. But one of the things about that, though, Chris, is that normally, you know, that's post-mortem. Having worked at several thousand workplace violence cases in my career, I could tell you unequivocally that corporations are historically reactive. So if they put them in, it's normally after a mass shooting and after they've been sued.
And so what do we do about this? Specifically here in Texas, they're trying to pass a law where anyone can carry at any time. You know, is that a good idea?
Listen, I'm a firm supporter of our right to bear arms. But, you know, with any other constitutional amendment, Susie, we have to have moderation in that. I mean, look, at the end of the day, 3 years ago, it was 1 out of 10. Today, it's 1 out of 6 Americans are on antipsychotic or depression medication. Now, I have to tell you, again, I support the constitutional amendment to bear arms. I do not support people that have severe mental health issues, mental illness issues, bearing arms. And that's not to say that people with mental illness are dangerous. It means that the vast majority, the preponderance of those mass shooters are suffering from mental illness. So we need to take a stronger look at that one, which obviously we're not.
All right. Thank you so much. That is CBS law enforcement analyst Paul Violas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.